If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Dawn Jackson Blattner is joining us now. She is our favorite, America's truly favorite nutritionist and dietitian, author and website creator. You can find her at dawnjacksonblattner.com. On Instagram, she's DJ Blattner. Hi, Dawn.
Whoa, that was my spooky laugh, John. Happy Halloween.
Hey, don't do that. That was way too scary. So
Thank you. I've been working on it all morning.
Positively terrifying. I did want to ask you about Halloween and candy, but I have a different question to start, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sounds good.
I got home late the other night, and I wanted to exercise, and I was also hungry, and I wanted to eat. What would you recommend? Should a person exercise and then eat, or eat and then exercise?
Okay, so this is a very clear answer. Generally, you're going to want your full big meal after exercise. So if somebody is very, very hungry, though, before exercise, and they say, oh my gosh, I don't even think I can push myself that hard. I feel weak. I feel tired. I need something. You can have a little bit of, you know, your dinner, or you could have a piece of fruit or something like that to get your energy up to do a great workout. But that recovery meal after is going to be the really most important thing. And recovery meals really need two things. They need protein to help rebuild the muscles you just used, and they need carbohydrate foods to help restore your energy. And so carbohydrate foods are everything from fruits and vegetables to whole grains like brown rice or sweet potatoes. Those two, they're called macronutrients. Those two macronutrients are important to have after a workout.
I would have guessed the opposite. I thought that get the food in your belly, but then burn it off, get it moving along, get it processed, blah, blah, blah. But you want me to exercise and then eat.
Yeah, the biggest reason why is that a lot of times if you have too much food on board before a workout, it slows you down because your body is like, wait a second, am I supposed to exercise or am I supposed to digest all this stuff that I just ate? And so it really can slow you down if you eat too much. Now, like I said, some people cannot exercise if they are, you know, feeling weak or feeling very hungry. So, you know, in that case, you can really, it's almost called meal splitting, where you could have a little bit of your meal not to weigh you down, exercise, and then complete it after you're done.
Don, I had a piece of apple pie watching TV the other night, and after I got done, I stood up, went down, touched my toes, bent my knees, did a body lunge, did 9 body lunges. My son observed this and didn't say anything because I don't think he wanted to talk about what Dad was doing over there. But I felt like that was a good way to, whatever it is you said, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You wouldn't think that 2.5 minutes or 10 body squats would do anything. But if you are eating sweets and afterwards you do just a little something, it does help your blood sugar because it warms up your muscles and then your muscles start asking for that sugar. Instead of it sitting in your blood, it's channeling to your muscles. So ideally, if you are eating sweets, the ideal way to do it is with a balanced meal.
Yum.
And then do a little something after. So you did a wonderful thing. The usual things are, 10 squats or something like a 2.5 to 5 minute walk, even if it's in place.
Talk to me about candy, Dawn.
Okay, well, I mean, we talked a little bit last week about this, about you said to me, you said, you texted me, in fact, and you said, listen, what's the healthiest candy? What's going on here? And I said to you, I said, listen, there's not a healthiest candy, and chocolate does not necessarily have less sugar or calories, really. However, there are some tweaks that I think are smart with all this Halloween candy around. And one of them, my favorite hack of all, is to make what I call a Halloween yogurt parfait. A Halloween, or even you could call it this, I think this is better actually, a Halloween candy parfait.
There.
Because here's what I like about it. Generally, if you look at like the Halloween candy, how many calories and added sugar grams it has, it averages about 80 calories for a piece and about 8 grams of added sugar a piece. And then if you were to put that and chop up that little candy that you like and put it on top of a half of a cup of 2% plain Greek yogurt, That would end up being 160 calories total to have that parfait with the yogurt and the candy, 8 grams of added sugar, but it also would have 12 grams of protein to help sort of slow down how fast you're eating the candy, because you have to eat this parfait, so it takes you longer. And that protein also fills you more than candy would alone. So the likelihood of you being able to stop quicker actually is better with a Halloween candy parfait. So that is really my personal hack, that I eat my favorite candy, but I try and do it in that more sort of mindful, filling way.
You sent producer Pete, and he shared with me candy based on its grams of sugar and calories. In general, Dawn, if I'm trying to be conscientious about this, should I worry more about calories or should I worry more about sugar?
Okay, well, it depends on what you care about. So calories at the end of the day really are what make or break somebody's weight. So as much as people would like to talk about, you know, it's how much protein grams, it's how much sugar, oh my gosh, there's carbs in that, like all this stuff that people talk about. At the end of the day, the sort of unsexy real truth is calories make weight go up or down. So if you have a mismanagement, or you eat more than you're burning off in a typical day, you know, you gain weight. If you're at the same, you're steady. And if you're losing weight, you're eating less than you're burning. So at the end of the day, calories for many people, I think, are something to consider. However, with that said, a lot of times when it comes to candy, added sugar is the thing that is really out of control in most of our diets. So it is a very good thing to look at. So, you know, calories really do count. But when it comes to Halloween candy, I do like to think about the added sugar element, too.
And one last thing, then we'll take a break and we'll take some of your calls. And I want you to go over your SWEET acronym. Brenda and I were talking about what you said on the radio the other day. And my father and I both, I think, cop to or have in the past. Well, I have a sweet tooth. And you discouraged anybody from accepting that. That's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And it wasn't the only smart thing you said about that. So I'm going to ask you to go quickly through that. And maybe you've got a question for Dawn, too. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. By the way, Dawn Jackson Blattner's on a phone line, our favorite nutritionist and dietitian at DawnJacksonBlattner.com. On that list, this won't surprise anybody. Dawn said, look, if you're just trying to lose weight or be weight conscious, then calories are more important than sugar. And the calorie heavy candies are M&M peanuts, peanut M&Ms and Reese's peanut butter cups, 85 and 90 calories per small serving. The fewer calories, no surprise, would be Sour Patch Kids. A lot of sugar, not many calories, just 50 calories. And candy corn, hooray, my favorite. 50 calories, 11 grams of sugar. But you like to talk about sweet tooth. You created an acronym, right, Dawn?
Well, I created an acronym just for you and your listeners, yes.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, I mean, here's the thing. Eat Halloween candy, but if you're eating so much of it, that's where the problem is. A piece of Halloween candy is no big deal. What's the big deal? Have it. Enjoy it. Move on. But it's too much of it is the problem. And the SWEETS acronym is sort of how to deal with a sweet tooth, right? So the first S is spreading healthy carbs through the day. One of the biggest reasons why people have a sweet tooth is because they don't eat things like fruits or whole grains like oats or sweet potato or brown rice or quinoa. They try and be super goody two-shoes. They cut all this stuff out of their diet, and they don't know, oh, why am I craving sweets so much? Well, your body needs healthy carbs through the day, and if you eat those, you are less likely to crave sugar. So that's the first S. The W is work on new habits. As much as we think that this is cravings, there's a lot of habitual Pavlovian dog stuff that we do. In the afternoon, you get stressed or tired, you go for candy, you go for sweets, try something else. You know, same thing in the evening, you're bored, it's commercial break, you go for candy, try something else. Switch your routines because a lot of this is habitual. The double E's in SWEETS acronym are really important. The first E is eat regular meals. And the second E is eat protein and fiber at those meals. And the reason, again, is that your sweet tooth oftentimes comes because your body is looking for quick energy. You didn't feed it often enough a good balanced meal. You went too long without eating, or you didn't eat protein and fiber at your meal. So it says, wait a second, I'm not feeling full. What can I eat real quick that will give me energy? Sweets. And so really thinking about those double E's is really managing your cravings as an animal that we are. That's biology working on our side as opposed to against us. The T is train your taste buds. I love how much we talk about this because you are such a great example of this. Of you can eat less sugar and start getting used to it. You can eat less salt even and get used to it. So just slowly pulling back how much sugar you put into recipes, you put into your coffee, changing the cereal that you eat, looking on your labels for a less sugar yogurt, all that kind of stuff, train your taste buds. And the final one is something you alluded to already, and I love it. The final S in sweets is stop self-identifying as a sweets lover, as somebody who is a sugar addict, as somebody who can't control themselves around sugar, because indeed, absolutely, without a doubt, it is a self-fulfilling prophecy.
312-981-7200. Marshall has a question for Don Jackson Blattner. Hey, Marshall, what can we do for you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a sweet tooth, and I try not to say I have a sweet tooth, but I also try to eat fruits and vegetables. So what I've kind of compromised is having powdered veggies or those superfoods that I got on, one of those mail order companies. I won't say what it is, but it seems to be healthy. It's organic. So I'd just like to know what you think about those.
Powdered superfoods. I don't know what that is. What's the company, if I may ask, Marshall? I don't care. Tell us what company.
Sure. It is. Actually, I got it here. It's called Super Greens.
What's it called?
Super Greens.
Okay, Don, go.
Okay, there's a lot of these powders out there. You know them. There are green powders you put in your water and you shake them up. Is it as good for you as eating fruits and vegetables? Absolutely not. No, it is not as good for you as eating fruits and vegetables. The actual serving size that you're getting in this is fairly low. However, is it going to hurt you in any way? No. Is it pretty fun? Could you add it to your day? Absolutely. So I do enjoy them. If somebody already tells me they're eating 2 cups of real fruit and 3 cups of real vegetables every day and they want a little boost, oh, great. You know what? Go for a green powder after you've done your due diligence of the real food.
But don't think that you've fixed it because you haven't eaten the real McCoy.
Yeah, that's where the issue comes in. Absolutely, John, is that a lot of people say, well, you know, I got my greens. I had the powder in the morning. And it's like, no, really and truly, that's a little boost. I'll give you that. And it, you know, may actually be a little healthy, but it's in no way, shape, or form a substitute for the real deal.
262. Thank you, Marshall, for the call. 262 says, Don the dietitian needs a cabinet position for either of the presidents, either of the candidates. Make America healthy! Exclamation point. And 630 says, is it true that there's a window of time that you should eat protein after a workout?
Oh, you know what's so interesting? First of all, thanks for the cabinet nomination. Appreciate it. Hats off to that. And here's the coolest thing. That is old science. We used to say that you have to rush and eat within a half an hour of exercise. Oh my gosh, get it in. That's when your muscles are going to repair the most. We used to say that. And now we know it's not true that you have to rush so quickly. However, it is true that around exercise, you know, within an hour or two, either before or after, it is smart to have protein and carbs on board to better support your recovery. So you don't have to feel like you have to rush anymore, but it should be around exercise within an hour or two.
Laura, you're on WGN with Don Jackson Blattner. How can we help you? Hi, Laura. We'll come back to Laura in a minute and read more of your text questions. Hey, Don, what about the diet where there are no carbs and you just eat meat? Is that healthy?
Okay, so yes, this carnivore diet is a real, fringe movement, I will say. People are doing it, and it is definitely not something I support, and here's why. I use what I consider to be the most common sense thing is global nutrition. Look at the countries, look at the cultures who live the longest, healthiest lives. What are they doing? They exist. What do they eat? And you know what these longest living, healthiest people eat? Is they eat fruits and vegetables, they eat whole grains, They eat protein that is both plant-based and animal-based. They eat both. They have healthy fats in their diet. And so it is confusing because you can find doctors, you can find research, you can find anything to support any diet you want. But at the end of the day, I think the proof is in really who is living long, healthy lives, and that's how I want to eat.
Dr. Copeland was sort of singing your song when he was on with us yesterday from Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. And there's a study that links mental health, cognition, and dementia with heart health in this way. They said that to improve your cardio, it'll have beneficial effects to your brain health, and the key is a Mediterranean diet. And I thought, well, that's what Don's been saying all along. And it seems like that's not all meat. It's cucumbers, tomatoes, onions, olives, right, Don?
Yes, and you know what's so interesting about the Mediterranean diet? You can apply it to any style of eating, even though we all, our minds immediately go to like a Greek salad is Mediterranean. Any time that you're going to balance your plate, that you have a little whole grains on there, you have a little either, it could be poultry, it could be fish, it could be beans for your protein, and you have a lot of colorful produce with some good fat like olive oil or avocado or nuts. That is a Mediterranean diet. So even if it's not traditional Greek food, as everybody sort of thinks about, you can make anything Mediterranean if you have the right ratio on your plate.
One last thing. John Williams, I miss what the T stands for in sweets.
T is train your taste buds. So do a little bit less of sugar in your coffee. Choose the lower sugar options of the products that you typically buy, and you will not crave it as much.
Yeah, don't ask me to be anybody's example of anything, but Brenda and I have trained ourselves off of salt, and now when we have some restaurant food, the saltiness is profound. You won't miss it once you just take the time to have less of it, and that's what the T stands for. Okay, happy Halloween, Don Jackson Blattner.
Happy Halloween. Thanks so much. Talk to you next week.
Will you be handing out pears and apples when the kids come to your door?
Oh, my gosh. No, we're going to give out candy, but just let me tell you, one year I did give out individually wrapped prunes, and that did not go over well.
That's Don DonJacksonBlattner.com, DJ Blattner on Instagram. Next week, thank you, Don.
Bye.
Yeah.